This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian officials have blocked access to the website of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, along with dozens of other websites run by his allies. A Russian internet regulator said it blocked Navalny.com, along with other sites, at the request of the prosecutor general. The move comes ahead of September's parliamentary elections, seen as a key part of President Vladimir Putin's efforts to increase his support before a 2024 presidential election. Last month, a Russian court ruled that organizations linked to Navalny were extremist, barring them from operating and preventing people associated with them from running for public office. Navalny is Putin's most prominent critic, and his organization has worked to expose corruption in Russia. He's currently serving a 2.5-year jail sentence for parole violations stemming from a 2014 embezzlement conviction, which he says was politically motivated. Navalny has accused the Kremlin of trying to poison him with a nerve agent. The government denies the charge. Navalny's arrest and jailing earlier this year sparked a wave of protests across Russia and have been condemned by Western nations. A group of centrist U.S. senators remained deadlocked on Monday on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package to repair the country's deteriorating roads and bridges and boost funding for broadband internet service. A month ago, President Joe Biden announced basic agreement with the senators on the plan, but negotiations have lingered on financial details. Biden, a Democrat, considers the infrastructure package one of his biggest legislative priorities and important as a way to show voters he can negotiate a bipartisan deal. President Biden has told reporters, "I'm always optimistic." This is VOA News.